What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a question from Brooke.
Hi, my name is Brooke, and I like American Girl dolls. And my question is, what if babysitters sat on babies? Thank you. Bye.
Wow, Brooke, what a great question. I hope you got over the hiccups. You know, I think that every kid has wondered, at one time or another, why they're called babysitters at all. And that reminds me of this one time in What If World, when a few young kids had their very first sleepover.
Come on, Zizi, we're running late.
Mama Jamma was tapping her foot, waiting for her daughter Zizi to get ready. I'll be right there, Mom. She'd been trying to pick just the right board game to bring to the sleepover, but she couldn't make up her mind. Wadopoly just takes so long to play and...
All right, Zizi, looks like I'm going to the sleepover by myself, said Mama Jamma. I'm buckling my safety belt.
Zizi grabbed Tab Who, not knowing what else to do, and ran down the stairs.
Zizi, you seem kinda nervous, sweetheart. What's wrong?
Asked Mama Jamma as they put on their safety belts. And their rocket ship house took off into the sky.
It's my first sleepover, Mom. I just wanted to make sure I picked out the right game.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. You're gonna have a babysitter after all.
A what?
A babysitter!
Shouted Mama Jamma. But the rocket ship house was getting awfully loud.
What's a babysitter?
Shouted Zizi.
Well, a babysitter's a...
The engine roared.
Sitting on a...
Huh?
Exactly.
Roared the rocket ship house.
And just make sure you... Or else... And a horrible... And it'll be your own fault.
Mom, I couldn't quite make that out. The engines were really loud.
Well, not anymore. We're here.
It was nighttime in Fairy Glen. Pixies and sprites rushed home for the night. Tooth fairies took off for this bedroom or that, and little pseudo-nymphs cast their spells all over the glen. It was a massive floating hunk of crystal that all the fairies lived upon. During the day, spells made it look like a big fluffy cloud, but at night, as the spells faded, little flightless gnomes used their jetpacks to shoot off and get starlight to capture in tiny glass jars. Mama Jamma and Zizi were at Pixie Cotto's house already. A little silver thimble you might step on if you weren't careful. But bright, warm, glowing light shined through every pinpoint hole.
See, the gnomes gather the starlight to make the glen look just like any other stretch of night sky.
Mom, I know how the fairy glen works.
Oh, you didn't know how the fairy glen works?
I didn't know either. But then I knocked over some of that starlight and it got all over me. And starlight's really hard to get out. And then I finally figured it out after that, sort of.
Lola, you made it!
Zizi went over to hug her little fluffy rabbit friend.
Of course I made it. I mean, I don't have a rocket ship out, so I tried to hop up here, and that was really tough. But then Spreader Wright came, and she teleported me and my mom all the way up here. Well, my sister, but...
All right,
said Spreader Wright.
Hi, Spreader Wright. Hi, Lola Rabbit.
That was Lola's big sister. But she was big enough in rabbit years that she pretty much raised Lola herself.
Hey, ma'am. Hey, Sprite, said Lola Rabbit. No sign of the babysitter yet?
Oh, not yet,
said Spreader Wright.
So let's all wait inside.
Everyone joined in a circle, putting one hand at a time in the middle, stacking them on top of each other, and then Sprite O'Right touched the stack of hands with her wand and, with a little swirl of rainbow dust, they were inside the silver thimble.
I can never get over how roomy it is in here.
I know.
It was Fair Elise. She'd been waiting inside with Pixicato.
We are very blessed. Of course, the way the market's growing, we couldn't afford a button in this neighborhood anymore.
Oh, quit being modest. You've got a beautiful thimble here. Let's celebrate. Got any of that fairy juice?
I think she means...
All right, I know what she means. Let's all go in the kitchen. Let the children catch up.
So all the grown-ups pushed their way into the kitchen, and the door swung closed behind them.
I'm just ever so happy you both met it,
said Pixie Cato, flying up to her friends. You can drop the accent, Pixie. It's just us.
Am I speaking differently? I've been around Fairylease all day. I hardly notice.
Oh, man, you're talking like super duper fancy, and I don't know what you're saying. Well, I actually do, but it's just the way that you say it. I can barely recognize you.
What if I said, cram a sock in it, Lola?
Pixie Cato stopped acting so stiff, and the three of them sat down together on a silken rug.
So, do either of you know what a babysitter is?
Asked Zizi.
A babysitter? Of course I know what a babysitter is.
Yes, I know. It's,
Well, my mom was explaining it to me on the way over, and I think I know what it is.
Oh, tell us.
It does sound rather like a human child thing.
Well, and Zizi leaned in closer, and so did Lola and Pixie Cato, until their noses were practically touching. I couldn't make out much, but I know there are a lot of rules to a babysitter. You have to order one in advance, and they always show up late.
What else?
I'm not sure of all the rules yet, but I think it's like a chair you have to put together.
Oh, that's easy. I can make a chair with my fairy wand right now.
Shh, let her finish.
No, I think you need all the special pieces, like a puzzle, and the chair's only big enough for a baby.
A baby?
But I'm bigger than a baby.
That's right, but it's one of the rules, and we have to build this puzzle chair around us so all three of us are trapped inside.
Oh, so horrible.
It's everything I always feared.
And if we build the babysitter wrong, we'll all be squished together forever. And it'll be our own fault.
Just then, the door to the kitchen creaked open, and they heard a low, rough scraping sound, like four wooden chair legs across linoleum.
Oh, dear.
I'm getting out of here fast.
Pixie Cato turned invisible. Lola burrowed under the silken rug, and Zizi, too big to hide, turned to face the babysitter.
Oh, hey, Zizi. I thought you might just like some chairs to sit in there. These fairy types are always floating around.
Oh, Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't want me interrupting your friends.
It was just Mamma Jamma holding a wooden chair. Pixie Cato appeared, and Lola stuck her head out from under the rug.
No, it's okay. We don't need a chair at all. Please get it out of here.
Look, okay, you girls.
And Mamma Jamma dragged the chair back into the kitchen, talking to the other grown-ups.
Isn't it weird how we've been friends for years, but this feels like the first time we're ever hanging out?
And the door swung shut behind her.
Aw, Zizi, you had us worked all up for nothing.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything,
said Pixie Cato.
But I think I might know. But a babysitter really is.
Well, of course you know. You're so smart.
Quit holding out on us. Tell us.
And Pixie Cato held out her wand. The little globes of starlight hung around her house, dimmed in response.
There was once a girl, long ago,
she began dramatically.
And she, too, did not know what a babysitter was.
Lola's rabbit foot tapped anxiously. Zizi tried not to chew her nails in fear.
And one night, her mother and father went out. But before they did, they stood a little wooden doll in front of the door.
Now you sit here,
said her father,
or else this'll turn you into a baby.
And then they left.
I don't believe it, said Zizi.
Me neither, said Lola.
Well, she didn't either, continued Pixie Cato. But she knew her parents wanted her to be good, so she sat still for a solid hour reading a book. But as soon as she got up, the little wooden doll looked up and
zapped her into a baby.
I knew it. And she's been stuck that way ever since.
You've got it half right, little ones.
It was one of Pixie Cato's dolls. Even Pixie Cato was scared.
Now relax. It's just me.
Old Lady Baby?
That's right. It was Old Lady Baby, one of Pixie Cato's wiser dolls. She'd been sitting atop their bookshelf, listening the whole time. The wrinkly old doll, dressed in a cute yellow onesie, went on.
Only the little girl was me. And when I was turned into a doll, that little girl came alive.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's too much.
Are you messing with us, Old Lady Baby?
Of course I'm messing with you. I'll tell you what a real...
And suddenly Old Lady Baby started a fussing.
What a real babysitter is after...
After what? No, please, you've got to tell us now.
Oh, no, she'll go on like this until she's got her bottle.
And Pixie Cato flew up to put a tiny wooden bottle in the old doll's mouth. And the Old Lady Baby's eyes closed as she enjoyed her bottle.
Oh, no. I guess we'll just have to wait until the real babysitter shows up.
Well, maybe not. I might have an idea.
You think we should run out of here and jump out of Fairy Glen and have Pixicato fly us away forever?
No, I think I might have an idea of what a babysitter really is.
You do always surprise me with what you know,
said Pixicato.
Yeah, you are always much more clever than you look, said Zizi.
Hey, what do you mean?
Asked Alola the rabbit, batting her floppy ear in irritation.
Ah, oh, that's better.
Lola, you were going to tell us a story.
Oh, that's right. I was reading this story that takes place in What Is World, and it's this kind of creature that usually takes the form of a teenager. And after you go to sleep, it comes into your house and plays on its cell phone, and it eats all your favorite chips.
What?
I'm sorry, that does sound ridiculous.
Well, I didn't finish. They pay it in something called pizza money.
So their money is like pieces of pizza that they fold and put in their pockets?
I don't know, I guess.
And the creature is a teenager, despite having nothing to do with babies or sitting.
I know, you're right, it's really far-fetched,
said Rolla Rabbit. Then there was a knock on the side of the thimble.
Oh no, it's a teenager!
No, it's a doll that turns you into a baby. I know, it's a spooky chair trap, I know it.
And they heard a as Sprite O'Right teleported outside, and then a as Sprite O'Right teleported back inside, along with the babysitter.
Huh? Okay.
It was a giant hen, big enough to fill half their living room.
Mom, what is going on?
I told you all about it. It's Babs, your babysitter. Babs, you got everything you need.
The giant hen bent its neck to pick a little bug out of its feathers.
Okay, Babs, don't let these kids give you any trouble.
The giant hen flattened her wings and gave the three kids a shrewd look.
Oh, I almost forgot, said Spread All Right.
And with a snap of her wand, a big circle of hay appeared in the middle of the living room.
All right, girls' night out, and little girls' night in. Bye, kids.
And all the grown-ups joined hands, and with a tap of Spread All Right's wand, they disappeared. Said Babs.
What was that, Babs?
Asked Lola.
Bark!
She said, it's Mrs. Sitter to you,
corrected Pixicato.
And, what do you do, Mrs. Sitter?
Asked Zizi.
Bark!
And the giant hen unfolded her big gray wings and wrapped the three girls up in a downy hug.
Oh, this is nice.
I knew it. I knew it was going to be nice all along.
I don't really know what we were so worked up about.
And the giant hen was sitting on top of all three of them, like a big, heavy, fluffy blanket.
Well, it could have been worse,
said Zizi. Squeaked Lola.
You're right. It is quite comfortable.
Translated the pixie. And the three young girls, tuckered out from their spooky storytelling, fell fast asleep under the giant hen, who then poked her head into the kitchen and ate all their favorite chips. The end. All right, Brooke, I hope you enjoyed your story, and I hope you all feel lucky that What Is World babysitters are usually a lot better than a giant hen who sits on you. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my editor and producer, Craig Martinson for our awesome theme song, Jason O'Keefe, our artist, and all you kids out there who use your wonderful imaginations. But don't let them get the better of you. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The National Children's Arts Network is community-funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.